My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
It is a football Friday, a Finnish Friday here on the Hoffman Show. Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980, and we are loaded. Nikki Javala is coming up in less than 15 minutes to give us the latest on everything we need to know going into the Commanders opener against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We'll get some Tampa insight coming up at 5 o'clock. We'll pick the games. We'll all of your usual Friday staples that you've come to love over the last 2 years of us doing this. Or if you're new to the show, over the last year since football season, the last 8 months since football season, we got a couple of things we typically do on Fridays. We'll guide you through them as we go. But we start with, just kind of some general thoughts, preview, and what's at stake in the game. And for week one, what's at stake is getting off on the right foot. I am not one of these people that's going to say, you have to get off to a good start. The season's over if they don't play well. I have a very, very long view on this season. And I expect there to be bumps in the road. I expect there to be bumps in the road early. I expect the road to get smoother as it goes. That is not directly going to be times frustrating to talk about on the radio, because ultimately it is, in the long run, a results business. But the ability to look at how a team is playing from an effort standpoint, how a team is competing week in and week out, is something that I think we can appreciate a heck of a lot more season after what we saw last season. We saw what it looks like when a team isn't competitive. We saw what it looks like when a team doesn't show up to play every single week. And so I think it's really important to keep that in mind as we go through the season, that this is, and especially this weekend, right? This is the first game of what we're hoping is a decade plus run, at the very least, for Adam Peters. Head coaches lasting that long, it's really tough. I would love if Dan Quinn learned from his Atlanta experience and is able to figure it out here. He seems to just be an unbelievable human being. You root for people like that. He cares about the right things, and we'll see if he's good enough as a football coach and to hire the right people and sustain that over time to be here a long time as well. But this is literal step one. This is infancy. This is like the baby's still just like he's sleeping and pooping. Sorry, it's kind of direct. But baby's sleeping, baby's pooping, not doing a whole lot else. Now, is there a chance that this baby walks pretty quickly? Sure, that'd be sweet. I would love to be talking about a competitive football team late in the year that's not just competitive all of a sudden because they've had some growth throughout the season, but because they're competing for something, that the playoffs are legitimately in their grasp. That would be incredible. But on a baseline level, this weekend, does this team come out, play fast, play physical? Does the game plan not stink? Like, I mean, honest to God, after what we saw the last couple of years here, and especially last year offensively, can we just see a game plan that makes sense, even if it doesn't ultimately result in a win? Are there building blocks to grow on? And it comes against a Tampa team that is a tremendous challenge. Todd Bowles is one of the best blitz designers in the entire league and has been for the better part of a decade, if not more than a decade, frankly. And watching a lot of their pressure stuff this week in preparation for Take Command, in preparation for this show, you want to talk about a challenge for Jaden Daniels. And Dan Quinn talked about it earlier this week that, like, thank God Jaden's a good processor, but he doesn't have the memory bank to even pull from. It's everything film study that he's been working on this week and in the previous weeks to get ready for Tampa. It's what they arm him with information-wise, but it's a new team. Like, what they did last year is going to be different. Devin White's one of the best blitzers in the league. He's not around anymore. And so what they do is – you know, a lot of teams that are three down defenses, aka three defensive linemen, three big hog mollies with their hands in the dirt. We always, you know, associate, okay, that means they have the two outside linebackers. Obviously, Washington fans know that from back in the day when the Commanders ran a version of a 3-4 for the better part of a decade with guys like Ryan Kerrigan and Preston Smith on the outside. Then you have the nose tackle and you got the two defensive ends. Okay. Well, Tampa still does that. But unlike a lot of teams that run the 3-4, when they go to four down, so they bring in an extra defensive back, they go nickel, and then, okay, Ryan Kerrigan, Preston Smith, they have their hand in the dirt. And that is kind of traditionally how defenses mold between three and four down structures, depending on how many defensive backs they have on the field. Well, that's not really how Todd Bowles rolls. And this is what makes picking up pressure, understanding where it's coming from, just so ridiculously hard, is – they'll say, okay, Vita Vea and one other defensive tackle, you'll have your hand in the dirt. But now we got a linebacker that's just kind of mugging up in the A gap, the B gap, whatever, somewhere in the middle line of scrimmage. He's just kind of floating around. Two outside linebackers, two guys that are lined up as like in traditional edge spots, but they're standing up. But they're guys that can drop out into coverage. So it's not like you just – it's not like, we know who the known rushers are. It's like, no, that linebacker in the middle might actually be coming. You got Winfield down in the box floating around, and that's the simpler stuff. There are times they go three down, and then they'll overload with potential blitzers over those three down and have one standing edge guy on the other side of the line of scrimmage. So where, you know, I've seen alignments where they have three down in a traditional four down spacing, but the guy that's playing like a three technique, so between the guard and the tackle, is an edge player who's standing. But he's lined up over, you know, between the tackle and guard. You're like, what? What's he doing? Why is he there? Why is he standing? Why is he up versus down? And those three guys are down. And that's not worth, if there's three down, what do you mean they're separated and there's a bunch of dudes in between them? Like, they do some wacky stuff with their fronts. And not only do they do it on third and seven in a high leverage, you know, third down, known passing down situation, they do that crap to you on first and 10. And a lot of the blitzes they're going to call on first and 10 are more like run blitzes, if you will, things that are maybe a little less aggressive in getting after the passer, a little more disciplined in terms of rush lane so that there's not enormous gaps in the run game. But the run game itself is something that's really complicated. And we talked about this in depth in a way that we're not going to on the radio on Take Command. But the shortest version is when you block for against four down, which is what the Commanders have been practicing against almost the entirety of camp, how you get the double teams, who goes to the second level, the angles you can create, they're different. And maybe some of the runs you really like against four down structures, you don't even run at all against the three down structure. And so the play calling for Cliff becomes really complicated because, okay, they have their three down personnel out there. Let's call a run we like against a three down structure. Well, now they've lined up in some goofy front that's actually similar to a four down structure. And Jaden Daniels got to be able to change the play to get into a better run. And so there is, on top of the fact that there's good players defensively, some good DBs, guys like Jamel Dean's a very solid player. Obviously, Antoine Winfield on the back end is one of the best safeties in the league. Vita Vea is a monster up front. So like some of the ways you can take advantage of certain three down fronts, not so easy because Vita Vea is a mountain to try to move as opposed to merely a large man. On top of all of the Jimmys and the Joes that are good on Tampa, like, it is an extremely high neural load game for Jaden in game one to just get into the right play. Now, with that said, I do think one of the advantages of playing them early in the year is that Cliff's number one weapon in his bag, based off his history, to combat some of that stuff, to make that stuff tired, to take some of those disadvantages and make them advantages, is tempo. And so I would expect Washington to run some up-tempo stuff this weekend, try to simplify Tampa's looks. Let's get you, you know, even if we're going to face pressure, because Todd Bowles will blitz you even if you go hurry up. Don't think that you're not getting pressure. But if you do, there's only it's a little more predictable because they're not going to have their entire playbook. It's something they can call fast. So even if they call a pressure, it's got to be one that's kind of on their go-to playlist. And the more times you see it, the easier it comes to pick up. That is a way that Cliff can simplify the game for Jaden. Obviously, you got to get the run game going. You got to get some of those screens to hit. You got to get the quick game, and ultimately, you got to hit a couple of downfield balls, and not necessarily like go balls, although you know Jaden's going to throw a couple, but some of the intermediate stuff to move the chains. Otherwise, all you do with your tempo is go three and out quickly. So that's kind of the 10-minute purview of the game. Some of the things that I'm watching: tempo. How do they handle the blitz? Obviously, as we go a little bit later on in the show, we'll talk about how Washington matches up with an interesting mix of scheme and personnel offensively for the Buccaneers. Liam Cohen, the new offensive coordinator in Tampa, replacing Dave Canales. How much of what they did last year very well will we see? How much of that fits with what we think Liam Cohen will do based off his history, especially with the Rams a couple of years ago, kind of coming out of that McVay tree. So plenty to talk about as we keep it rolling here on the Hoffman Show. But let's get the latest news and notes on everything as we head into game weekend. Nikki Javala joins us next on the Team 980.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.